Light Hockey Tournament. Pulaski Drain Cleaning takes care of residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. Pulaski Drain Cleaning specializes in field tile drainage, grease traps, frozen pipes, and root removals. Pulaski Drain Cleaning is licensed and insured and locally owned and operated. Call James Pulaski at Pulaski Drain Cleaning for your appointment today at 989-623-0094. That's 989-623-0094.
Raps and Refrigeration is a proud supporter of all our Huron County hockey teams. Turn to Raps and Refrigeration in Bad Axe to assist you with all your refrigeration, air conditioning, and heating needs. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial systems since 1953. In addition to being fully licensed and family-owned and operated, their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer excellent service for whatever your individual needs are throughout your entire project. Whether your refrigeration system or air conditioning unit needs repairs, or you're in the market for a new unit, Raps and Refrigeration is your one stop for all your refrigeration, heating, and cooling projects. They are your local choice for fast, reliable, and friendly service. So for all of your refrigeration, cooling, and heating needs, turn to Raps and Refrigeration. Call them today, 989-269-7291, for the friendly and knowledgeable service that you deserve. That's Raps and Refrigeration. Call 989-269-7291.
Here's 102 back here at the Huron County Ice Arena. It's period number two, the first period flying by in this Pee Wee matchup between North Star Bank and Thumb Cellular. All knotted at one after one period.
Flying by and very evenly matched so far, Chad.
Very good hockey, and I still can't believe that we're already done with the first period. So here we go. Puck is back into play. Of course, they changed sides, so we got Thumb Cellular going from left to right and North Star Bank going from right to left. Puck is inside the Thumb Cell zone, brought out. Zimmerman plays it across the ice, still in the neutral zone. Both teams trying to get command of the puck. Zimmerman again, he tries to dump it. That's stopped by Zachary Stanky's chest. Zimmerman again hits Stanky in the chest.
Twice
the second
in a row.
Time trying to clear it out of there. Oh, a beautiful pass over for Mason Ramsey. But they're unable to capitalize on that one. Back into the neutral zone. Cruz takes a swipe at it. Puck's stuck right on that ice, right on the center line of the ice arena. Boyle sends it in, and that's going to force North Star Bank back into their defensive zone. And they bring it, they send it, and that's going to go the distance. We're going to have an icing call and get a rare face-off.
I don't think Mason Ramsey is going to make that pass again.
No, he's going to bury that. That's what he's going to do. He's going to shoot it.
He had a winger wide open on the post and just handed it to him. And it
was the right thing to do.
No, absolutely it was the right thing to do. I mean, he's got 48 goals in the regular season. But he also can pass the puck. He's got 20 assists as well. So,
right.
Yeah,
he's not one of these kids that just gets a puck and skates end-to-end. I mean, this kid's a hockey player.
But I think he's going to rethink the next time he's got something like that.
Face-off in from the Glidden. Logan Miles with the puck. He's carrying it in, but McMinn sweeps the puck away back down behind his own goalie. McMinn banks it off. Leonard fires it in, though, for North Star. Goes into the corner, being held in by North Star Bank. And that is sent out of the zone. Leonard McMinn fighting for the puck. Now back to Miles with the puck for North Star. Trying to put a move on to get off the shot. But good defense being played by Thumb Cell. The puck is cleared out of the zone. Back in the neutral zone again, where Leonard will start all over again. Here comes Leonard all the way from the fence. He's making a move. He's going to try and get a shot. Fires a shot, and it's stopped by Horetsky. Nice stop, point-blank range by Horetsky.
Couple nice moves there and a great stop.
Didn't look like a defenseman.
No.
No, he did not look like a defenseman. That was a nice move and a real nice stop by Hradecky. Puck still in that thumb cell, off or defensive zone rather. They got to get it out of there. Sosnowski's going to try and get it out, but it's still going to be held in. Now the puck is taken out of the zone. Sent down pretty deep for Leonard to chase. We're going to get a partial line change out there. Thumb cell working to keep it in. Sosnowski working the blue line. Got bodies down. The puck's in there somewhere. And it gets sent in deep by McMahon. But no, it is intercepted and brought back by Miles. Miles with the puck at center ice. He's skating in. He's going to put a move on the offense. Can't quite get the shot off. Forced to throw in a backhand that goes a little bit wide of the net. Looks like we've got a penalty coming. Might be a slash, it looks like it might be. Yep, that's going to be a slash, and that's going against Cruz. So Cruz, the lone goal scorer for Thumbcell so far today, is now going to spend 2 minutes in a timeout.
Well, we're not talking Cruz 102 either. We are talking...
cheap plug, but I like it. I'll accept it.
cheap plug.
Yeah, no. He will not be shaking the lakes and rocking the docks from the penalty
Cruz
box,
102,
really.
It is Skyler Cruz. 2 minutes.
So North Star on the power play as they are trying to get the puck out of their defensive zone. Michaela Boyle at center ice. She's going to send it in. Tulaski corrals the puck, and he's going to try and send it in deep. Backhands it, still hanging out in the neutral zone. Tulaski with the puck, carrying it in, going through defenders, but loses the puck, and now he just drew a penalty. And now we're going to be a little four-on-four as Mason Ramsey's going to go to the box for a tripping call.
Yeah, he got a little lazy there and got a stick out, and yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of room on that ice for Pee Wee hockey for a minute and 28 seconds.
A little sportsmanship on both teams of the Pee Wees. one team gets a penalty, the other one starts smacking the sticks on the ice, and then 20 seconds later, the other team gets a penalty and the other. Yeah, so we got 4-on-4 hockey here at Huron County Ice Arena.
Face-off won by Thumbcell. Quality shot. They won the faceoff, sent it in, and Tulaski had a great shot, but Cooper Glidden with a real nice save there on the left side of the goal.
No checking. This game might get chippier than the midget game.
Hey, you know, that has a ring of truth to it, actually, because if you can't check...
you do whatever you can.
You can do a little slash, and you can do a little... Yeah, you get away with as much as you can, and...
Tulaski skates in there with a puck and another nice save. Backhanded shot saved by Glidden.
Unofficially, I have shots at 7-5 in favor of North Star Bank, but there's been plenty of opportunities on both sides in this 1-1 game.
Yep, and this even strength 4-on-4, lots of ice. Face off in front of Glidden, but it's going to be taken by North Star. Intercepted in the neutral zone by Boyle for Thumbcell. Tulaski trying to bring it back the other way. Now it's Fitzpatrick for North Star at center ice. Fitzpatrick trying to get in position where he can take a shot, but Michaela Boyle playing some excellent defense back there. She steals the puck, sends it up the boards, and now it gets out of the zone. And we got Tulaski coming on. Oh, it was in his skates. He might have had a breakaway, but just lost it briefly. Leonard with the puck now. That hard-skating defenseman coming in here. He's going to handle it through a couple people. Oh, and he fires a shot, and it bounces over Hradecky for a goal. And Leonard with a real nice shot. It wasn't the hardest shot, but it climbed its way over Hradecky as he went down. Did the right thing by going down to stop it, but it just didn't stop.
And I was going to make mention that Thumb Cellular better take advantage of this opportunity with Ramsey on the bench, or Ramsey in the penalty box, and Thumb Cellular steps up with a good shot. Hradecky almost got it, but was able to get it underneath the crossbar, and we have a 2-1 hockey game here at the Huron County Ice Arena.
And I'll tell you, I know Hradecky gave up that goal, but did you see the butterfly position he went in there to make that stop? That was a nice, that was nice positioning.
Yes.
By the young goaltender. It just had enough bounce on it that it found its way over his body and hit the twine. Face-off won by Thumbcell, but North Star crashing in there, and almost kind of a shot by Logan Miles there. Makes Hradecky pounce on it, and we're going to have a face-off down in the offensive zone of North Star.
I bet Sidney Palau.